Here's a poem by somebody, and I'll tell you at the end who wrote it and when it was written. It's called Any Other Time. And you'll see, as I read the poem, how this connects with the idea of intentional living. Living with a clear purpose in mind, living creatively, making your own mark, and doing it now. So the title is Any Other Time. All of us play our very best game any other time. Golf or billiards, it's all the same any other time. Lose a match and you'll always say, just my luck, I was off today. I could have beaten him quite halfway any other time. After a fiver, you ought to go any other time. Every man that asks you says, oh, any other time. Lend you a fiver, I lend you two, but I'm overdrawn and my bills are due. Wish you'd ask me. Now, mind you do, any other time. Fellows will ask you out to dine any other time. Not tonight, for we're 29 any other time. Not tomorrow, for cook's on strike. Not today, I'll be out on the bike. Just drop in whenever you like any other time. Seasick passengers like the sea any other time. Something I ate disagreed with me any other time. Ocean travelling is simply bliss. Must be my liver has gone amiss. Why, I would laugh at a sea like this any other time. Most of us mean to be better men any other time. Regular, upright characters then any other time. Yet somehow as the years go by, shall we gamble and drink and lie? When it comes to the last, we'll want to die any other time. Any other time. Any other time than now, isn't that right? So this poem speaks very much to the idea that do it now. Stop procrastinating. Stop faffing around saying you'll do it any other time. Now is the time to do it. And you know, for those of you who know the message that A.J. Leon is proclaiming as he makes the journey, that's very easy for you to. You're probably enthusiastic about it already. You're already sold and convinced on it. You know, what you love is the particular way that AJ expresses it. But you're on his side already. What I'm talking to now is those who actually find it attractive to put things off. Look, I'll do it any other time but now. You know, I'll speak in my own voice, you know, later. I'll say exactly what I think later. In the meanwhile, I'll just practice the art of diplomacy and holding back and holding in and, you know, keeping to myself what I'm capable of doing any other time. Isn't it powerful? Okay, so where do you think it comes from? Well, I'll tell you what, it comes from Australia. It does. It's an Australian. And his name is Banjo Patterson. In case you don't know the name, he's the guy who wrote that anthem of Australia, that great, great song, Waltzing Matilda, which we all know, but a lot of us know. So there you are, that's it, Banjo Patterson. He actually had some Irish ancestry as well in him. And I did once meet a relative of his, which is another story. But AJ, what do you think? Isn't it quite a good one? Thanks a million. Bye.